Alleluia. Jesus has been glorified. He died and he rose and he's been glorified. And you know what that means? It means that he has poured out the Spirit upon the church. We are filled with the Holy Spirit. All of us. Amen? Alleluia. I mean, life is forever changed for us. Ever changed. We have been given the Holy Spirit. You know what that means that we can do? We can live in the reality of the first reading being fulfilled even now. Remember that first reading? Let me refresh you. From Joel chapter 3. Later in tomorrow we'll hear how Peter reads this very scripture passage. Probably didn't read it, he probably had it memorized. And the Lord says, it will come to pass. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young will see visions. Upon your male and female servants in those days, I will pour out my Spirit. Is there any old man here? Are you old? God has poured out his Spirit upon you. Anyone here young? Yeah, look at all these people raising their hands. They're young. God has poured out your Spirit upon you. God wants to give everyone his Spirit. Remember Moses? Moses was, he had a hard week. He said, I just can't do it all. He was griping to God. Gives me hope. Even Moses griped. And he was told, well, you gather. We gotta give the Spirit that's been given to you, Moses, to some other people to help you lead. And so they gathered these 70 elders together. And they were filled with the Spirit. But one of them wasn't there when the Spirit was being given. He was outside the camp. And word got back to Moses that guy, too, was filled with the Spirit. And what should we do about that? How should we stop that? How should we prevent that? And Moses goes, how I wish everyone had the Holy Spirit. It's today. It's now. We have been given the Holy Spirit. So look at the person next to you. Does she look like she's filled with the Holy Spirit? Remember, someone's looking at you too. So let us ask God to burn within us. Let us ask God to give us the courage to dream dreams, to see visions. What's your dream? What's your vision? I have a dream that one day the 5 o'clock Mass on Saturday will be so filled that we'll add a second Mass on Saturday. That's my dream. You know who's going to come through, true through? The Holy Spirit working in me and in you. I have a dream that one day we will have not only a high school in Ghana, we will have a hospital there. You know who they'll come through? True through? You and me, by the working of the Holy Spirit. I have a dream that one day tuition at Our Lady of Grace, St. John Paul II, and 5 other schools will cost nothing because you and me are tithing so generously. Open up those checkbooks, folks. Let it come true today. I have a dream that one day our parish gala in February will be so successful, we'll give $1 million from it away to the poor and the needy. I have a dream that someday these young people serving and sitting in the front pew will be missionaries, as priests, sisters, and married families around the country and maybe even here in Edina. Because we need a few missionaries here in Edina. I have a dream that when couples say, how long have you been married? It won't be 50, 60 years. It'll be 80 years. And then we'll ask the next question. And have the last 80 years been wonderful? And they will say, I was married in the Holy Spirit. What's the vision that God is giving to you? What's the dream that God's planting in your heart? What's the vision and dream that God has for our parish community, for the church? It is no small vision that God has, because God is pouring out his Spirit upon all of us without exception. Not so that we can have a nice life, but so we might spend ourselves for the gospel. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Not so we can have a nice church, but so we can have a church that's alive in the Spirit. So we're about to begin ordinary time. Get to wear my favorite color, green. A great season for us to live out the gift of the Holy Spirit. So a question you can ask yourself every night before you go to bed is this: how have I responded to the Holy Spirit today? How have I lived out the dream, the vision of the Holy Spirit today? And it'll be different for you, and it'll be for your sister. Because the Holy Spirit works in you and your sister distinctly. Because the Holy Spirit loves you personally and comes to you personally. So how have I lived out the dream, the vision, the mission of the Spirit today? As you're lying there about to fall asleep, you can't think of anything, take some no-dos. Drink a cup of coffee. Don't fall asleep until you've responded to the working of the Holy Spirit in your life today. Because God is working in your life and in my life every day. I love being filled with the Holy Spirit. We have in the front row Sam here, now a sophomore in college, as of yesterday, I think. He chose his college in Florida. That's why he's so tan. He's home with his parents for a week. And then he's going to go off to some camp in some, I don't know where, Atlanta? Georgia. Georgia in the summer. Think about it, folks. So that he can be a missionary with young people. That's responding to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is alive. And God means to bring about a fulfillment of the prophecy uttered thousands of years ago through you and in me. We're part of something unbelievable. I mean, you could have missed Mass tonight. You could have been off to Perkins already. But we're here, and God is giving us, even now, the Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, dwell within our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, dwell within our hearts that we each might be aware of the dream, the vision that the Spirit is planting in each of us and in our parish community, that we might have the courage given by you to respond. Amen. Hallelujah.